track 12. And now we come to our feature. And our item this week is from TNF Soundings contributor Liz, who brings us the story of John Scott Haldane, a medical adventurer whose studies on breathing led to advances that saved thousands of lives in the mining industry. He was also known as an inventor of gas masks and even early space suits.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello again. It's Liz from East Kilbride again. Now, you may have heard, folks, of canaries being taken down in the mining industry and being taken underground and used there as an early warning system of dangerous gases. And when the canaries stopped singing, that gave the miners precious minutes to escape to the surface. In fact, this idea saved thousands of lives. And the man behind this plan is my choice today, John Scott Haldane. My goodness, what a pioneer. Now, the thing is, he really was an extraordinary scientist. And I have to be honest here, I think he had some worrying ideas about how to actually gain knowledge, but more of that later in this chat. He was born in 1860 and a graduate of Edinburgh University. An astonishing intellect and an astonishing, almost an obsessive need to know about breathing and to know about lungs. Where did this take him in his life? Well, the most significant advantage that he brought to lives of thousands of miners was he compiled a report in 1896. He had already been becoming better known as the man who crawled through the evidence of mining accidents and rather gruesomely studied what the lungs were like of miners who had been killed in mining accidents. And he detected that carbon monoxide, the killer invisible gas underground, was killing. And this was the lethal constituent of afterdamp, which caused so many explosions. What could he do? Well, he realised that canaries, those lovely, lovely wee songbirds, have faster metabolism in their lungs. So they, when they stopped singing, would show that the air had become dangerous. His idea, take the canaries down the coal mines. It was as simple as that. And the canaries went down, and over the next many, many years, thousands of miners had their lives saved by our John Scott Haldane. I found it very, very surprising to find that the canary was actually used in British pits until it was finally replaced in 1986. My goodness. By an electronic gas detector. Now, that was his first great pioneering success. All things breathing, all things related to our lungs. Where else did his studies take him? How about his studying of underwater diving safety and the way that divers could avoid the dreaded bends when their lungs could not adjust to the surface again? He not only devised a decompression chamber, he worked out the science and the technology of it, such as how you can bring the miner safely to the surface, is really the method still pioneered by our John Scott Haldane over these many years ago. And I find that humbling. Modern rigs, even those in the North Sea, are still using the working brain of John Scott Haldane. How quickly and safely can you bring miners up to the surface? Now, in that connection is one of those worrying aspects about experiments that I mentioned earlier. Because, you see, how else could he establish the safety of some of his ideas? He locked himself into sealed chambers and saw how long he could breathe the bad gases. Even more terrifying, if not just bizarre, he experimented on his own children in this regard, testing their young lungs and how they could withstand ever-increasing doses of lethal gases. It did not seem to deter his son, who followed in his father's scientific footsteps. How else is our John Scott worthy of knowing? Well, of course, by the time of the dreadful outbreak of World War I, he was the world expert in breathing. And when the German troops started to use poison gas on the Western Front, who else could the British Army call in but the man who could protect the British troops? And in 1914, John Scott Haldane was called in by Lord Kitchener, and he devised the first gas masks that were used in combat. All of this, you can see the connection. How can the body survive? How can we make the body survive very low places on Earth, as in under the water? And of course, that led him to think, how much can the body survive, perhaps, the pressures at altitude? So he was called in by some early mountaineers. How can you give us a way of surviving? And at that time, there were a number of high aspirational balloonists who said, we want to go ever higher into the clouds in the sky. The pressure gets low up there. Can you give us pressure suits to give us a way of breathing even when the air at high altitudes is becoming so thin we would not survive? So in that way, he was the pioneer of the very earliest pressure suits that enabled our wee frail human bodies to be up there. And if you take it a bit higher, folks, higher and higher, less and less pressure leads you to space travel. So really, some people call him the father of space suits. This man, I found, was astonishing, if a rather colourful, indeed scary person. A serial self-promoter, a serial experimental in history of science. And maybe we could also call him one of the greatest eccentrics of British scientific and intellectual life. But what we cannot at all forget is how much, by gaining more knowledge about the human body and the nature of gases, he did manage to save thousands and thousands of lives. And this was his life till his very last year. He died in 1936, but you know, even in that final year of his life, he had been invited to the oil refineries in the Middle East because the people running the companies there thought that Haldane could perhaps help the people out there in that extreme climate of the Middle East somehow find a way to survive many, many fatal attacks of heat stroke. And he wanted to push on with his knowledge. He wanted to push on with trying to make our frail wee human bodies survive. Not only sick lungs, but also make them stronger in extreme situations. He's also called the father of oxygen therapy. And as we look around the world today, and so many people have troubles with their lungs, and methodologies may have changed now, but the man who had the whole original idea of introducing a special oxygen tent to help people who are frail in that direction was our John Scott Haldane. Indeed, he has been a wonderful person for me to find out about. A man who found a way to cope with gas attacks, who had the rather extreme idea of sending down canaries into coal mines, and the man that gave the scientists the foundational knowledge to tackle the bends of deep sea divers and the inability of the human body to survive into space. I loved the way one of the biographies described him. A medical adventurer, that's our John Scott Haldane, who pursued an epic quest to personally explore the limits of human endurance. And in that way, he saved countless lives. So if you've never heard of John Scott Haldane before, I hope you've really enjoyed his colourful and ultimately very positive contribution to the health of the world. Thanks so much.
TNF Soundings.